Yeah, that would be the best related to college
opening sound effect for each podcast. Is the opening of a can. Because that'd be like the opening of awesome.
And then do a slurping.
And then I open a can.
Do a slurping.
Yeah.
We actually had an opening of a can sound early in the beginning of the podcast last week. So
did we
got it again?
I think it was karate that time too.
We officially started.
Oh, I have a habit.
Just around the same time.
Yeah. Do you remember the one where it was habit. Just opening cans?
I drink
the entire podcast.
Hold on, every podcast. What did you think was going to explode?
So, welcome to the Confessions of a Game Dev podcast yet again. We found it needful to continually talk into a microphone.
Yeah. So, Spencer, in his infinite wisdom, made us notes this week. So, we have topics and everything.
Karate in his infinite wisdom delegated to me to make notes
really?
For this week.
Oh, that's awesome.
I made a suggestion.
You made a suggestion. And it was well suited.
We get started out.
Do you know what you should do? Okay, let me phrase that. Do you know what you need? Do you know what you're going to do?
Gun to his head, man. No, it was just like we get off track so often anyway, even with a plan. It's like maybe if we have a written plan.
We'll see.
We'll see how far off the mark we
ended up.
Well, Josh,
I plan on getting off the mark.
When Josh visited us, he kept us well on track and
he had to share notes.
I know, we need Josh more often.
We do.
Oh, I guess, well, they weren't really my notes. They were just suggestions.
You went right down the list, man.
I know.
He did.
Josh is a superstar.
So, methodical. And if we go right down this list, I'm probably going to cut someone. So we've got to at least change it up a little.
Okay. Not it.
Dibs.
Take the knife away.
I'm pretty sure we already have gone off track.
Oh, we're supposed to do
introductions. This is part of the introductions.
Who invited the guy with the tall chair? Oh, wait.
Right,
in the land of short chairs, the man with the tall chairs. No, that's wrong.
Yep. Keep going. I like that.
Blind man is king? Who's king?
In the land of the short chairs, the blind man is king. I like it.
Nice. That is great. Because he doesn't see the chairs.
That needs to go on needle point, I think.
I think I messed that up somehow.
I don't know. It seems right to me.
I got really, really close.
Is he a blind monk, though? That's the question.
Oh.
If he's a blind monk.
He just does everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still haven't started yet.
Oh, no. We have started. Because
we have.
We're talking about League of Legends.
Who's? Oh, no. We've degraded to League of Legends. That's like our back pocket. That's our back pocket if we don't
need to
talk about.
What we need to do is have Trent play. We'll bring in the computer and we'll make fun of talk. I'll help him. I mean, help him.
We're going to watch you play. And comments
so,
your play.
Well, you guys should totally do that in here while I play out there so that I can't hear what you're saying.
Oh, wait, that's
so that as I'm, like, driving along in a few days when it gets posted and I'm listening, and I can just cry on my way to work.
You can relive that
I can be what happened to you.
Oh, that's when that happened.
I was feeding.
Well, isn't there a way to record the spectation?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then we can throw it up on YouTube, and we can
with the commentary.
Oh, and I can have everybody, all the trolls on YouTube, post comments.
A whole bunch of
best ideas. I will feel really, so really great.
Just think of all the hits we're going to get. That's what I'm thinking about.
I'm
not thinking about the tears that you're going to shed. I'm thinking about the hits.
One hit per tear.
Right. I'm like, why are these 9-year-olds?
Boy.
Why do these 9-year-olds keep killing me?
Okay.
They keep being funny.
We're back into
the safety word. What's the safety word?
What's safety?
I can't believe we have to come up with the issue of, is this a mature
content yet or not?
Well, we have to think about the children.
Think about all the children. The children have much less patience than us.
Oh, I don't know. They're
not going to sit and listen to a bunch of old guys talk about random
for yourself.
Stuff.
Just because I have gray in my
beard. Your kids wouldn't listen to this either.
My kids get this every day.
They're like, Dad's talking.
Dad's talking again. Auto-tune out.
Auto-tune out.
They know how to auto-tune?
They're like,
Dad's talking again. Anyway,
I'm glad we both went.
I know. Bam.
Welcome to Confessions of a Game Dev. Yet again, we've come to Bob's Memorial Fart Booth.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that the awesomest name, though?
I thought Trent said he was starting over because you were like that. How inappropriate.
That's PG.
This is my third mulligan of
that's so PG. That PG. That is
golf
so
takes
okay.
forever.
This is Spencer.
Trent's not drinking.
Golf does take forever.
Biz Karate.
Yeah, see, he injures himself.
Trent.
Sterling.
Wow, Trent had a musical intro.
Trent. Sorry, I thought that's where we were going.
Trent.
You just all have such nice voices.
Aww. Okay. We can start having a Brendan or Karate.
Egon.
Sterling. So, we're going to do something different tonight. Spencer, at Karate's suggestion.
Yes.
No, this is all Spencer. I didn't do any work here at all.
Yeah, well, you didn't do the work. He just made me do the work.
He was just like, hey, Spencer, go do this thing.
Good job as a producer.
That's what a producer does.
That's right.
See, there you go.
Find the right person for the job, and you make them do it.
That's it.
That's great.
Make them do it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, suggest that they do it. All right.
Yep.
Anyway, so we've got
a few suggestions.
We've got stuff safety that we've got to do. So, introductions is done.
Safety word.
Safety checking word. It off.
Oh, we've got to tell people thanks.
Who thanks for listening,
I
guys.
Don't know.
Thank you.
Well,
her birthday wishes? Did she like the birthday wish?
I think so.
Dudeski, it's totally my wife's birthday in a couple days, I think.
Nice.
What day is it?
We should not sing her the happy birthday
it is
song.
The 14th today.
Okay, so 6 days.
That's $2,500 right there.
No, you can't. Not for
snaps. What about hand farts?
Oh, really? Snaps is okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a different
song. Yeah, I started doing something else. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. What are we doing? I just had a chance to do hand farts on a podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not going to screw around with happy birthday.
What was that? Like, way too much caffeine in my system.
I don't know. Piercing
no, you
have
the right amount of caffeine. But yeah. Thanks to you guys for listening. That's awesome.
Yes, definitely. I did want to thank the Low Elo podcast for
very cool.
putting out an excellent product. I started listening. So you guys know that I really like League of Legends lately, though I'm not very good. So
okay.
I started listening to a podcast. I'm not okay. Come on. Let's be honest.
But let's say okay. I played against worse.
You met Jeff?
Awesome.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think I have met Jeff.
I'll let you decide.
All right. So, what you're saying is someone would feed me?
Probably.
All right, awesome. Well, I mean, I've just done it for so many other people, I'm just waiting for someone to return the favor.
That's just part of the game, man. Like, you get to a certain point where you overcome it.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk about that, because there's one thing that I've realized about League of Legends is that it's a horrible game.
What? Really?
Yeah, let's discuss.
How dare you?
Well, that's it. We're going to put it on pause while we beat the crap out of Trent.
No, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So he can't scream.
You have to let him make his point first, then we'll just complete
I think
the story.
I just made my point.
No, you got to say the rest of it first.
I've got a cord in
my I feel when you because...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it.
It's the worst game ever.
Okay. I've been watching a lot of like pro players and stuff, and there's something that I've noticed, and I think... that it might be a flaw in the design, but it seems like it's once you start going, it's really, really hard to lose that momentum. So, you've got, as soon as you get ahead, even a little bit, it makes it so that you can continue.
Ignore these guys. Just
no,
ignore.
Fine. Keep going. So as soon as you get even like slightly ahead, then it just
snowballs.
But I want to describe it. I can't. Words are failing me.
So like, if Garen has 4 kills and I'm at the bottom
one
playing
kill.
Master Yi, and I'm like, game over. 7 minutes into it. Is that what you're meaning?
Yeah. So it's very easy to see who
the outcome of the game within
the first 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay,
the rest of the game.
You're talking strictly on a pro level.
Or, like, in general?
Mostly on a pro level, because I've played games where I've fed the other team for, like, the first 4 kills, and I'm like, oh, that's not good. And then we come back to win the game.
Yeah.
But on the pro level, it's very easy to see who gets out ahead very, very quickly, and they tend to keep that momentum going throughout. I haven't really seen anyone come back from behind.
The reason I disagree with that is just, like...
Did you watch the championships?
Yeah, the championships of this year...
No, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Game 2 was
really
good. Because the first game,
Azubu Frost?
Frost just destroyed them. Okay. But the one afterwards, they got destroyed. Like, it went back and forth, and then they countered it and just destroyed
them. They were turtling really ridiculously well.
Oh, no, I don't mean, for a match. Like, I'm talking specifically each game. Is won or lost within the first 5 minutes. And then the rest of it is just a kind of a chore to make sure that you don't, to make sure that you keep going, you know?
I think once it depends on your strategy.
500 gold ahead, all of a sudden you have items that help you keep ahead.
Sure. But there comes a point. Like, if this is late game, it depends on how much you fed at the beginning.
And who.
Like, because if you feed the support, for example, like, it's not that bad.
It's hilarious.
It's really funny because the support has all these kills and the other one don't.
Right.
But, like, I consider it very similar to a football game, you know?
Okay.
You watch a football game. There does come a point in a football game, like, fourth quarter, they're down by 40 points. It's pretty clear who's probably going to win. It's not impossible to come back.
Okay.
But it's, but that, you know, that momentum is solid.
You just make up words to
You know what I'm saying?
Safety words.
Yeah. Miracle.
But it's the same thing. You know, you can see where the momentum's going very clearly, especially in college football. You can see momentum has a lot to do with how the game flows.
Yeah.
How, you know, once you get on a roll, you keep on going on that roll.
Okay.
And the upset turns around. Like, it's the same in league, where it's like that one guy who's been kicking the crap out of us all game, we all gang up, beat him up, and then beat up the rest of them because they're not fed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen that happen time and time again. It's the same exact thing. It's the interception play, you know?
All right, maybe I just haven't seen that.
Oh, I'm level 18.
Okay.
Because, yeah, once you get more, like, when you're playing with everybody being about level 30 and stuff, so they've been in the game a little bit more. Because there was a game we played the other night, and one guy had, like, 10 kills, but he had all of the kills.
Mm-hmm.
So his team was suffering big time, and we were all distributed on kills throughout.
Right, and assists.
And then, once we started, then laning session ended, and we started going out as a team, then we could trounce him.
Yeah.
Because
we counted the one guy.
Yeah. Everybody would target him first.
Right.
Take him down, and then everybody else is a breeze, and we can just march where we wanted to.
Okay.
So it really comes down to, like, one, team chemistry, two, knowing who's fed, when to run, and
when to hold them and when to fold them.
That's right.
That's
good job, Kenny Rogers.
Well, to be honest, that's one of the most important things to understand in League of Legends. A lot of people, because there's certain characters that commit really well. Diana and Darius, for example, are two. They have to commit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're probably not going to get away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
it's just the way. Sure. They're either going to kill him or die.
Yep.
Okay? This is the way they're designed. But other characters like, say, Ezreal or Tristana are slippery. They can jump in, get a couple hits, and take out. Yi is the same way.
Yeah,
you know,
especially.
He turns on his ult, just runs away.
And it's like, hilarious, and I laugh all the way home.
Yeah.
So it's like a wee.
So it's just understanding your character, but also the team chemistry is really important.
You know, I think one of the things is there's characters that are compelling because you watch them just plow through someone. They kill you in three hits. You're like, I'm still playing him next time.
Darius.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm thinking more.
I love the game.
Yeah,
the game.
I'm thinking more AD carries. You know, these range characters that are just like, oh my gosh, that guy just hammered me. I'm going to play him next time because I can do what his damage that he just did to me.
Right.
And then you start going through and you're just like, man, I suck at this guy. Oh, I'm feeding so bad. I'm so underleveled. And then you're just like, oh, I don't get it. This game's so unbalanced. And it's like, no, you just picked one of the hardest players to play and you fight, and you just happen to
watch someone play it really well
and you had no clue how to play him and you got your butt handed to you.
The first time I played Lee Sin, I got destroyed. Cause I couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. I couldn't play it. And it took me a long time to learn his mechanics. Because, like, I was getting destroyed by him over and over, especially on top lane. Because he'd jump in, hit you, run away, and jump out. Just
super kicky into the nexus.
Oh, gosh, happened all the time. Okay. But if you take some time, you practice, you learn him. You figure it out. That's part of it.
And that goes on a singular.
Don't worry.
You know, I think on a singular level.
I feel different later.
It's okay, young Pat.
Well, I know.
I used to feel the exact same way, I'll be honest.
I had this exact argument
with two of our guys.
Yeah.
And I understand the momentum thing. But I've seen that in almost any professional sport where I'm just like,
and it was because
most of the time
Trent is, and that's why we felt that way.
I think the thing that I'm looking at is like with creep kills, you know, you're getting gold every single time you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it becomes much easier to do that once you start getting items. And once you start getting gold, you start getting items, and so you get more gold, so you get more items, so you level faster, you have harder hitting skills.
The habit of players, though, is to get their items and then go gank. Because they're built, they'll go start walking around. Very seldom do you have a fed character who stays in his lane.
Okay.
You know, sometimes ranged AD carries, but very, very seldom.
Mm-hmm. So, are you saying that they should be staying in their lane?
Kills? Well, no, not necessarily. But like generally,
only people are after kills.
Right.
Yeah. Not winning the game.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And so when they go after kills, they go hunting. Because like, I'm already ahead, I can keep this momentum rolling. That's a great idea. But like the strategy of the game, it depends on who you're playing against and what the strategies are. But team fights early on can cause a huge problem, even if you're fed, because you're letting these other players just feed. Not feed the.
Well, I'm just thinking about. I was watching the. I don't even remember what it was. Something last week, I just watched. I think it was the MLG. I think it was the MLG like Fall Championships. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That Blaze actually won. Versus Najin Sword. No, I wanted Najin Sword.
What game?
Rage Quit. Breaking Microphones.
League of Legends.
Oh, okay.
Harp on Fire.
I don't know if you heard of it.
You said MLG. I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Major League Gaming.
Yeah, no, I know.
The Fall Championship for League of Legends.
Okay, I know. Sorry. Sorry. Keep going.
No, I was watching that, and they had almost every single game started with like a level one team fight. Mm-hmm. And whoever won or got ahead with that level one team fight went on to win the game. Mm-hmm. And so it was very interesting, because I was like, why is this happening? Why is it that this is happening? And, you know, maybe it just seemed like they would have that awesome interaction.
True.
And then the rest of the game, it was like, oh, I know who's going to win. It's fairly obvious. Because of the skill of all the players, they didn't get themselves in awkward positions where, they would let the other team come back. Or if they did get themselves in an awkward position, it was because they wanted to be there, because the rest of their team was right around the corner.
Spencer, don't look at me. All right. Tone of voice.
Are we juvenile?
No. Okay. I totally feel you. I feel that, bro, because.
I feel that, bro.
Yeah. In professional sports, I don't understand why we have four quarters. I don't understand why we have all these periods. Let's just take the final one, run for 5 minutes, whoever has the highest score wins. I mean, like, why do we draw it out for so long? Why not just do one inning?
Because people don't want just 5 minutes, you know?
Oh, is that the answer, then, for League of Legends?
5 minutes, I'd be curious.
Yeah, I mean, is that the answer for League of Legends?
But not only that, but that's what I'm saying, is like, that's the exact same idea. Everyone likes the come-from-behind victory.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves that stuff.
There have been underdog. So many times that we'd be playing against other teams, and they'd be up 20, 30 kills on us, because they keep focusing kills.
Right.
Well, what's the point of the game? What's the point of the league?
How do you win?
To get to the next.
To crush your enemies.
Enemies game is down.
Driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women.
Hear the lamentation of their women.
On that note, I have... Yes. Okay, completely off topic. Did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger is going back to Conan?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know if it's... He's 65 years old. I don't know if it's awesome.
Is it Conan was 65 at one point?
Who's Chakalaka?
No, he's going to be Conan the Barbarian.
He's going to be Conan, or is he going to take James Earl Jones' position as an old dude?
I don't think so.
That turns into a snake.
Conan was an old dude. All right, we can talk.
He does.
We can talk about Robert.
Sorry.
Okay.
It was just a random note. I read that the other day, and I was like, oh, wow.
The goal of League of Legends: get to the Nexus.
Yes.
You have to knock down turrets,
cause the other team to surrender.
Right. But that's not a goal. That's a way to avoid the goal.
Yeah.
Okay. It's causing their team to surrender is playing on their impatience.
Or their frustration. Assuming that both
teams... That could be
teams,
a goal of any professional sports game. Get the other team to forfeit.
Let's get the other team to rage quit. You know? We're leaving.
We can't come back from this.
I can see it.
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. And fear the lamentation of their women.
Oh my goodness.
That's what's best in life.
Hi, Trent's mom's
Conan. Safety word.
That was definitely Trent right there.
That was all your boy.
I'm just kidding. Well, but what we're saying is that, like, understanding the basic goal of the game changes the way you play it.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of people play team fights because they're the most fun part.
Right.
You know, everybody loves when you get a kill.
It's awesome. So gratifying.
Yeah.
That's why I like Lulu, because I kill Steel. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy's gonna get away? I don't think so. I'm gonna Glitter Lance. Oh, sorry.
I don't know what a Glitter Lance is.
He also just said he's gonna Glitter Lance.
Yeah.
Just
safety word. It's, no, it's awesome. It's an AoE stun or slow.
But yeah, the kills are what everybody thrives off of in that game, yeah. Except that's not the main point.
Yeah.
It's just a
means to
way, yeah, it's a means to a goal.
Where Yi, he will have very low kills. He also has very low deaths.
Well, how I play him.
Excuse me. When I say Yi, I think of Sterling. Yeah, I always forget that, like, I see a Yi and I'm like, oh, sweet. Oh, crap, you're not Sterling.
It's not Sterling.
Yeah, and then I cry and we lose. But he goes in there and he cracks down more turrets than anyone else, and it gets them freaking out, so we can be 20, 30 kills down. Sterling goes in there and gets a couple turrets. They panic.
They get pissed, and then they start yelling at us across chat.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, a back door.
What's always so interesting is, without fail, normally the group of guys I play with, at the end, I always get someone that comes up and is like, well, you know, you'd be very useful if you'd come to a team fight. Okay, I look at the scores, and I'm like, I'd love to come to a team fight. But when you're 1-13, I can't go into a team fight because they're so ridiculously huge.
Yeah.
It's just, I just keep trouncing that attack speed, taking turrets down, and then warping back and forth between top and bottom lane.
You can't save people from themselves.
It's amazing. And like, he's had to play like that just so that he can compensate for team dynamics. Like, we know how the other teammates play. We know that someone doesn't have the best KD ratio. We compensate, right?
Are you playing a karate?
No.
What was that thumb?
No.
That was they're not in here.
Oh.
No, I only played with you once.
No,
it's okay.
Okay, now, with that whole in mind.
Wait, just say it, to be fair.
To be fair. No, actually, but with that in mind, actually, is what I was thinking of. I'm going to move on. I'm going to skip
this
five, okay?
Yeah. All
right. Right. If League of Legends was only about kills, with a kill, you know.
Right.
Was all about your KDR. If that was.
Right. If there was, like, a time limit. Yeah.
Well, no, not even a time limit. Like, if it was a death match,
mm-hmm. Right?
Okay, if that's the only point of League of Legends, right. Get to a certain number of kills, it wouldn't be nearly as fun. It'd be a broken game because the only characters who would win are the ones that could kill the fastest
mm-hmm.
right out of the game.
I'm not so sure.
No, I'd absolutely agree.
Really?
Yeah.
Because 0.5 is Halo and Black Ops. Both of them are deathmatch games. Like, their multiplayer is nothing but deathmatch.
Okay.
And, so you have to have
what classes do they have?
I don't know. Do they have classes?
Sniper?
Not really.
In
Black Ops, maybe.
I mean, you can set up a certain amount of guns or
yeah,
what loadouts based on which guns you want.
You can get a sniper rifle though. Not in Halo. You have to go find it.
Oh yeah, you can't start with one.
Yeah, you have to go find them. The new LMG, which I love, by the way.
So the class of the
person. I hate fighting Microsoft Studios.
What?
Okay. I just wish I could load out with that
pistols,
sucker.
Please.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Power Halo 2.
Yeah, where's the duel go? Like, it disappeared from
duel. I was dueling the Halo cans earlier. Nothing doing. I was like, pew, pew, pew.
You're pew, pew.
My mouth was like, thank you.
Doing the double
duel. And then Ken said, hey, Master Chief appreciates your contributions.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good soldier. Okay. Keep pounding.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, I don't know. We've had these conversations before. I'm not a fan of deathmatch style gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Games that are only focused on getting kills, which is why I've learned to appreciate League of Legends, because it's not necessarily about that at all.
Yeah,
it's great to get kills.
So yeah. Many times
it's wonderful. It feels wonderful, but it's not the point.
When it's a meta goal, it's a lot more fulfilling as a goal for itself and going, oh yeah, I'm going to get more kills this time or
and
something.
I think I find that's like the most rewarding is the post game. Everybody's in the lobby chat, and how pissed the team was that was up by 30 kills.
We don't get it. And we're like,
you shouldn't have won! Backdoor you! You suck, noob!
Well, it's like,
hate you guys!
But it's watching...
Just stop me.
Well, that's the thing. And he's been stopped. Certainly been stopped a couple of times. Mm-hmm. They're actually paying attention on the backdoor. You know, it's rough, you know, because all of a sudden we don't have that tool in our arsenal. But they're also not hitting our team as often.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're hunting for Yi, you know, which is also a viable strategy.
A Yi hunt. A Yi hunt.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like, so I just wanted to transition.
So, Halo Black Ops came out this week. Who's played them?
I played through all of the co-op campaign in Halo 4. I've about a third through the single player. And I played a bunch of multiplayer.
Is the co-op and the single player different?
The co-op missions you can do by yourself, or you can do with friends.
Uh-huh.
It's much easier with friends.
Well, I thought I heard that the game was kind of broken unless you... I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, you want me to play this with friends. Like, well, it's not meant to be.
What's really interesting is the co-op missions are built to... Like, you just... It's like playing... Honestly, it was like playing Borderlands. So I'd be in there, I'd die, respawn, and mm-hmm. be still in the mission. Still in the mission. It wasn't like rebooting and continuing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just... It just didn't stop.
Hmm.
And so there was one mission, the second episode, second in the episode or whatever, however they're laid out, where I died like 30 times because it was just this constant swarm of enemies. It was like playing Firefight by myself, but with four players worth of enemies.
Oh, man.
It was insane. And those new Protheans are ridiculous. I don't know if they're actually called Protheans. I forget. But
sounds good.
The new alien mm-hmm. guys are just...
Orangies.
Super difficult.
Orangies. I call them orangies.
And so... Yeah, but
safety word. I'm sorry. I swear I wasn't trying. I'm sorry.
That's exactly.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what he calls them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's sad. Anyway, yes, that's what you heard, Transmom.
I was waiting for the Microsoft representative to allow us free copies of Halo 4.
That's what I was. I heard that Microsoft. Was
I gave away free copies of Halo 4.
I was like, I don't know what happened. It was so weird. The last guy to sign up won, and I was like,
oh my,
that
gosh.
Doesn't seem rigged at all.
This program is
raffles
awesome.
Are stupid.
This program is broken.
Yeah, this.
It's pretty funny.
So I'm the Microsoft rep on campus.
Wait, what?
Yeah, huh?
You are?
Oh, me?
Thanks. That's awesome.
Rubbing it in, guys. They gave me a couple copies of Halo to give
that's
out.
That's it.
And that's, well, one, yeah.
Sterling's thanks, Microsoft.
Over here. Sterling is the Sony representative on campus.
What?
Which is funny.
Yeah.
And he's like,
can't wait to
he's
play
rolling
that.
With like
Black
16.
Ops on PS3.
Yeah, he rolls with like 16 copies of a game when it comes out, and I get two.
Only four, five this time.
Spencer. Oh, come only on. Five. Oh.
Yeah, I got as many PlayStation Vitas as you did copies of Halo.
Oh.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
And games for each.
That means
but, something. But, anyway.
That means something. So. I don't know what.
Anyway, we were talking about the narrative in
yeah,
going
so,
to about Halo.
Well,
man, this paper sucks.
So I've gotten about a third of the way through Black Ops 2, mm-hmm. and I just thought it was really astounding.
You did
how
get
much
a third of the way through?
Yeah.
Huh. Shut he up. Was playing for
on
quite a
easy,
while.
Okay? Give me a break.
I was wondering
no,
what was going
it's
on over there.
To go on easy.
Look, no, that's a fair point. No, that's a fair point. I've played several games on easy. Just because I wanted to screw around.
Yeah.
Well
also just
said,
get through it, you know.
Oh, someone was telling
you.
No, someone told me.
Oh, it was Roger. Roger said Rich Reagan plays through games on easy.
Rich Reagan is the
Why?
Creative designer, one of the head creative designers at EA here in Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. He's designed crazy amount of games. He started his career QA testing Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
Of all things.
Fantastic.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's super creative, absolutely super fantastic. Genius. Just he understands things on such a great level. And he's like, I just play through easy because I wanted the experience. Yeah. I can get the experience and I can get through it faster without, you know, going it as hard as possible. He doesn't have anything to prove. And so, but yeah, so, okay, so.
So it'd be interesting to know if he's coming through with a designer eye aspect and stuff. Like, you know, our level design class.
Yeah, totally. Well,
is like, play a game through the mind of a designer and stuff. So
that's a great,
kind of interesting.
That's a great way. And I'm wondering if I'm doing that by playing the two games lately.
I just think it's because you can't play first-person shooters.
That's probably it. Because, like, I definitely, like, stop, and I'm like, huh, I wonder why they... Blah, 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 ah, crap. You know, so I don't...
Blade of grass. This is a cool texture. Crap.
Look at that texture. Oh.
Why is it red now?
Oh, man.
That's fine.
Screen. Yeah, that's a weird
choice,
red screen.
you know, we'll try not to do any spoilers because both games are out, but these are intro narratives for both games, right? Let's talk about the intro narratives.
Master Chief's in one. It's Black Ops.
And it's not Black Ops.
Commander Black Ops dies or kills someone. I die
Commander
when I
Black
play
Ops.
It.
Commander Black Ops.
He was my favorite hero of the Call of Duty series.
Yeah. So, no, but Halo, like, starts with this backstory of there's this Frankenstein scientist that stole children. Spoiler. Well, it's not a
You're
spoiler.
You're talking about Black Ops,
he
not Halo.
Their dreams.
No, this is Halo.
Halo?
Yeah, there's this woman that, like, wants to experiment, and so she steals, kidnaps babies, stunts their growth, gives mental damage.
Oh, no, you're talking about what's her name? For the Spartan program.
Yeah, for the Spartan program.
This
is like the intro Halo story.
That's actually well known. That's not a spoiler.
She's been
in the series for the entire time.
But isn't this like the intro to Halo 4 is like, this is, you get this kind of origin story of Halo 4. But you get to feel the character and you get to be this character and you find out he's like, has the mentality of an adolescent that's horribly traumatized. Physically stunted.
I'll be honest, I don't care about Halo Chief, like Halo Chief. Master Chief's backstory is the same problem that I have with, say, Indiana Jones or James Bond. You don't care, Indiana Jones 4, I didn't care about who Indiana became, okay? The whole point of the Indiana Jones movies, you want to be Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to be in that adventure. You're living through his life. It's like, yeah, that would be awesome. You know, I'm killing bad guys. I get the girl. You know, I'm finding treasure. I can whip anything and just be like swinging around.
Swords against me.
I have a gun. You know, it's like, it's cool. I mean, but it's that kind of thing. As soon as you have old Indiana Jones, it's like, no. I don't want to be old Indiana Jones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's that same problem with Master Chief. The reason why he had a mask, the reason why it was a first-person perspective, is that you are Master Chief.
Separation.
Yeah.
You become Master Chief. I'm a badass. I'm awesome. I don't care who Master Chief is.
So this is
more compelling that way, because then you wouldn't worry about, I mean, let's race. It could be anybody behind that.
It
doesn't matter. I could be bright orange blown in the dark. Yeah. And that's why they put the suit on me, so they could sleep at night. I don't care! Yeah.
Well, so this is my problem, is, yeah, you may not care about it, but when you're involved and immersed in this game, and all of a sudden you know that his backstory is this horrible child adolescent. Roger made this weird, I was talking to Roger about this, and he said, stereotypically, our demographic is lonely, nerdy, acne-ridden little adolescent children playing these games. The last thing you want to do is turn your hero, your Master Chief, into a lonely, little adolescent that's acne-ridden and mentally stunted and physically stunted, and you're like, oh, I don't want to play this anymore. I mean, it pulled that narrative. I've been talking to some people have really ruined it for the whole series, because they're like, I just wanted to go shoot things, and what it came down to. Was in talking to a couple people from EA down here, they were like, it's all about play. Mm-hmm. If you can't let them play because the mechanics suck, no one's going to care. No one's going to play your game. If you can't let them play because you can't connect with the character because the narrative's bad, you can't play. You won't play. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that was a really bad choice for Halo. But interestingly enough, they don't do it better, they don't do it worse, but they both do a really bad job of it. Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
Because I guess I'm trying to remember Black Ops 1.
Mason.
You're Mason, but you actually die at the end of it?
No, you don't die. You end up,
spoilers.
Whoa. It's like a year and a half old.
That's Spencer's other problems.
Yeah, I spoiled
a little bit of spoilers for Black Ops. You want to skip ahead, go ahead.
Yeah.
But as far as but I won't know when to press play. Okay.
Wait until you hear the beep.
I guess that's the end of the podcast. Off. No, but Black Ops 1, I don't remember all the story, but I believe that he ends up killing President Kennedy. He was a brainwashed soldier.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of crazy things that happen. He ends up killing
President Kennedy. He keeps seeing numbers.
President Kennedy.
The second one, there's this intro that you, if you've missed it, and you most likely have missed it because everyone I've talked to has missed this, you have to sign in as a new account and don't touch the controller when you hit play Call of Duty Black Ops. And there's this intro video and you can't seem to access it any other way. But it starts off with this adult man going, my father gave his life for his country and I hate him for it. But look at me, I'm doing the same thing. And you're playing as the son of him in like a futuristic 2025
Mason's son.
But then all of a sudden it's like, I remember this mission from Mason. And all of a sudden you're playing 1986 in Afghanistan, you know, and so you like keep going back and forth, which is a little disorienting, but this like intro story is so compelling with this. It shows the little Mason's son as a kid in a building with fire, and all of a sudden there's this girl that she gets set on fire, and he has to trying to save her. Things fall on them, and it's like, what? And then the first mission, the very first scene that you get when you say start mission is you're staring at a window where a guy's burning inside of a tank and he's like clawing to get out and you're trying to break the glass. And so you're watching this guy burn to death. This is the first imagery. Yeah. Sorry, mom, trans mom. This is like the first imagery of this game and it doesn't get better, right?
It's intense.
It's like camping.
That's right.
It's like camping.
No. But the thing is that's something that's been really prevalent in the Call of Duty series for quite a while. Ever since Modern Warfare, this is a spoiler for Modern Warfare. If you haven't played the original Modern Warfare, you should probably turn off this podcast.
Oh, I'm going to stick out for a minute. There's this thing called World War.
Okay, plug those. The original Modern Warfare, there's a scene where a nuclear bomb goes off. And, like, Modern Warfare got a lot of press simply because you end up waking up in the middle of a nuclear holocaust after this bomb has gone off. Mm-hmm. You can see the mushroom cloud. You see everything decimated torched around you. And you're crawling out of this airplane, and you just die. That's the entirety of that little section.
Very funny. I replayed that section like 5 times, thinking I was supposed to be able to go somewhere. About the 5th time, I was like,
this game sucks.
I don't understand. What am I supposed to do on this level? I got to the playground. What? I don't know. I got in the building, and I still died. What?
Yep.
Oh, maybe that's what a bomb does.
It's weird.
Modern Warfare 2 did that with the airport
they started ramping
level.
It. Modern Warfare did it again with the terrorist level.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Modern Warfare 3 used
the family on vacation.
Yeah, family on vacation, and the kid blows up with a biological weapon.
Right.
Okay. And the problem that I see with it, they had to keep escalating that.
Mm-hmm.
So by 3, I was just like, of course the kid's going to die. It's the first kid we've seen in the entire game. That one's going to die.
Yeah.
You know, it was nothing. And so Black Ops, I'm sure, had a lot of influence, or has had a lot of influence.
Well, it's just like they're trying to pull your heartstrings or be exploitative. Thanks, that's it.
Exploitativeness?
Is that the new safety word?
Yes.
Exploitative of just like massive. I mean, on the first level, after you try to save this guy, which you don't, you watch him die in front of you, you're in the middle of some African country's revolutionary war, and you mow down, I kid you not, at least 100 black people.
Well, to be fair, how many did you mow down?
5.
Well, 3,
okay.
But
okay. All right.
I threw a couple grenades, so I couldn't count. So maybe 4. But no, I mean, like, it gives you a chance to sit there and just plow through it. It's like, wow, this is kind of a little excessive, you know?
Yeah.
And it really doesn't seem to stop. You actually play as the bad guy, like, 4 levels into it. And you're rage mode. You have max or unlimited ammo, and you're just rage mode, and you go around with a machete and you just chop people's heads off.
Jeez. Speaking of that,
it's crazy. It blows my mind.
Yeah, there was a post on my Facebook that had like a link to like that video, like some videos that were done of Black Ops 2.
Uh-huh.
And the lady that posted it, a friend of mine, was like, and this is why my kids won't play video games. Okay, also, do you notice that this video game has a rating? It's called M.
Yeah.
It'd be like taking your kid to a rated R show and being like, guess what?
This is why we don't watch movies.
This is why I don't Jason. But this is why we don't watch movies.
That's a terrible movie. That was like,
oh, well, I'm
was that, no, was that Freddy versus Jason in space?
No, that was just Freddy or Jason X is in space.
Oh, Jason X.
Spoilers. But it's funny that you bring that up, actually, because, you know.
It drives me nuts.
My mom growing up was that way. You know, she's very much against certain. She was very against video games. And my dad is he was a gamer growing up. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had video games in my house. And
Karate's a non-video gamer.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
Weird
and wacky.
All business, no fun.
So
it's like a modern day Lee Sin.
I was thinking it was the karate mullet,
but
business is fun. Party in the back.
No, I wouldn't even have a party in the back.
business
all over. Oh, I know. Terrible. But what I'm saying is, like, the ESRB rating system is there for a reason.
Okay? Thank you, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Which I loved you when you came out, by the way, too.
I don't mind it. I think it's a good thing. But people don't recognize it. I used to work at GameStop, and we'd have kids come in all the time, and we ID. You know, we ID for M-rated games.
Where do you do that?
I know. It's like 17 and older. Are you 17? Let me see your ID. Let me go get my mom.
Yeah, you know? My mom comes in.
And mom comes in and just gives it for him. No, it's just whatever. It's like, that's their choice. Fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Then they come back.
I can't believe you sold my kid this game. You were there. You know, you can't.
Why did we ask for the idea?
Now, but that's the thing is, like, those kind of posts, like, you know, what you're describing, are things that I expect the world outside to protect my kid for me.
Right.
Okay? And that kind of stuff, I mean, I don't know. that bothers me a lot because it's a lack of responsibility.
Hmm.
The gaming industry has taken responsibility for itself. Has ESRB is not a legal, it's not a government entity or anything like that. It is a thing that the game industry created to govern itself so that there is no government oversight.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And so if we are taking our steps and saying, hey, let me give you a rating system so you can know what you're buying. And then you complain to me that, oh, you know, video games are the worst things ever. I can't believe my kids are looking at this. That's not our fault.
Right.
Yeah. It says on the back, gore, violence, language, and content, not...
Yeah.
Black Ops, you rate a cocaine. You rate a basement with cocaine in it, and there's, like, clouds of cocaine. I'm like...
It's trying to Spencer.
Yeah. No, well, on the back of Black Ops, it says excessive drug use or something like that. And so, you know, the list actually on Black Ops is quite crazy.
Sorry, to get back to the ESRB and the rating system, it almost reminds me of, not the movie rating, obviously, that's an analogy that anybody can make, but it reminds me of food lately. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but on my food, it says right on the front what the calorie content is, what the fat content is. And so it's
so weird.
It's kind of count that.
Are you comparing it to those people that sue McDonald's because they got fat and they didn't know?
No.
That whole issue is ridiculous.
I was just thinking like
apples and oranges.
Sorry, my mind was going somewhere else. My mind was going to, well, how could we make it more clear what the games are rated? And really, I don't know that we can because there's a rating right on the cover, but it's like AO. What does AO mean? Well, obviously we'll never see it.
You never see it. They don't exist.
No, they do.
They're not sold.
Ambient
anywhere.
Occlusion. That's what it stands for. Ambient occlusion.
No, nice. No game store will sell an AO title.
I know.
You can get them online.
I know, but if you're getting it online, it probably won't have a rating.
No. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I see where you're going with this. But like M for mature, you know, yeah, we all know what that means, but if I'm a mom and I pick that up and I see an M, you know,
M for mom, I'll get three of them.
I'm not going to know instantly what that means unless I'm educated about it.
And
I know that they do a pretty good job about trying to educate people, but could we do better? I don't know. Food now says right on the front what it is. And we do that with games. To a certain extent.
They do that in game stores all the time. ESRB rating system is displayed all over GameStop.
Oh, I know.
They have advertising.
But let's talk about signal to noise.
Okay. True. But of course. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's like, as far as I'm not listening. But that's not your fault. You know, that's not the game maker's fault.
Right.
Okay. It's the, you know, the customer. You know, it's the same as a movie. You know?
Right.
It's just like if you go to a movie and, you know, or you go to a video store and you buy a movie and you don't look at the rating. That's your fault. It's
right.
You can't blame the movie people for making that. That's why I don't watch movies anymore.
And by going to the video store and buying a movie, what he means is flicking through Netflix.
right.
On your Xbox.
Wait, what?
And putting in the password.
Do any of you not know what a tape video is?
There used to be these things called video stores, like Blockbuster.
The what?
Gonna blow something.
Are you talking about the
blow
DVD
your minds
place?
Right now? Laser.
Disc. Oh,
how many were old enough for that?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Hands all raised. I'll raise my hands. Okay. Sorry. I actually got
my driver's license using a laser disc.
Brad, what, yo?
Use
a laser disc as a...
All the simulation was on a laser disc.
Holy cow.
I got mine in Wyoming. We didn't have this simulation thing.
Yeah, like, it was about 13 driving tractors, right?
We didn't do no license.
Don't hit a deer. Good job. You get a license.
Kid, by the time you're 11, you have your license.
Good enough. In the city.
It's like, what are you going to hit? Nothing.
Yeah. The city. The one city. My wife did not grow up in that one.
Here's a simulation of the city. Oh, sweet. They have a McDonald's. We're back in the sticks.
The Walmart right next to it.
Oh,
you're
McDonald's Walmart.
You're over exaggerating.
McDonald's in the Walmart.
What?
On your way to Bear Lake.
Five. Yeah, you're over exaggerating. There's no McDonald's.
Oh.
My wife grew up in a town of 2,000 people. I think maybe it was 200. I can't remember. But either way, there was like one restaurant
where in Wyoming.
Yeah, Grable.
What?
Yeah.
What's her name?
let me tell you on the podcast and give you her address.
No, never mind.
We'll talk about it later.
Well, but not only that, but
I'm like, I probably know her.
Oh, really?
She lived two blocks
she
down.
Live in Wyoming.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah.
We all five of us know each other.
We each claimed a quarter.
No, probably married her cousin.
There's a Mexican restaurant, the one Mexican restaurant in her town, and they thought an enchilada was a tortilla with beans wrapped, or beans wrapped in a tortilla, and that was it. And smothered with ketchup, and that was an enchilada.
With a ketchup?
Oh, yeah. Ketchup. It didn't last long. That was their one attempt at a restaurant in that town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gave that up.
They gave that
worst up. Idea for enchilada.
Why is nobody buying these?
Needs
more ketchup. Right?
New safety word.
Needs more ketchup.
What if we added cheese?
That's so crazy.
They almost revolutionized the Mexican industry, and then Cafe Rio came in and shut them down.
How did we get to talking about Wyoming?
You brought it up.
It's your fault. ESRB.
We're gonna rewind.
Rewind. We went to ESRB.
Oh, no, I'm sure it was me.
I don't want to snub my nose at violence in the game. It's just, I think it was a really, it's getting so exploitative, mm-hmm. That the violence isn't giving the narrative impact that it needs to tell an interesting story.
Sure.
Like, it's just like, oh, look at this guy, he's burning. Oh, look at this guy, he blew up. Oh, look, you just died. And because it's part of the story, isn't that crazy? War is crazy, guys. Yeah, I mean, it just feels like it's a cheap trick instead of trying to tell
you
a compelling
do
story.
Narration for the games. Right.
But it's almost like people are getting desensitized to it.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was gonna bring up. Like, do you think that speaks to more of a broader audience as far as, like, in general? Like, I mean, when it comes to violence, there's very few things that startle me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I watch horror movies, I watch all this stuff, and I'm like, nah. That was... Like, every once in a while, I'm impressed by, like, just the, ooh, that was good. That was a good one.
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Oh, gosh.
Again.
Abraham Lincoln Safety or Zombieland.
I don't want to talk about Vampire Hunter.
You know? I love Zombieland. It's great. There's some awesome, absolutely violent parts in Zombieland. Okay? But it's just, I'm never like, ooh, wow, that's a lot of violence. I better stop watching it. I was like, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's cool.
Well, it's creative violence. Like, I'll give Black Ops one thing. Their splatter effects and their particle effects and the way that you can decapitate people and kill them, like, they spent a lot of time and effort on those graphics to make that visually look compelling.
And the physics for each
ear that gets lopped off. I mean, it's quite compelling, and you can tell there's a lot of time and effort in it, but it...
I don't know if you've looked at Revengeance yet, Metal Gear Solid Revengeance.
No.
Was is an interesting game. I haven't played it yet. I've only
is that one that recently came out?
That was on Xenogears, I think. But it was super buggy on PS3, by the way.
Hmm.
6 hours later, this
six and a half. But anyway, no. The cool thing about that game is that the sword cuts through anything,
mm-hmm.
almost anything in the game, and so you can be really creative with your kills. Wow. And slice, and the guys will just fall apart. Mm. Okay, and it's. Brutal, like just the...
It's like awesome old Japanese mangas.
Yeah. But it's crazy. It's like a mix between Ninja Gaiden and Vanquish.
Hmm.
You know, and so... But like the violence in that is like... My immediate thought was not, oh, he just cut that guy up. My immediate thought was like, cool, what else can he cut up?
Yeah.
Because you know, we're made of adamantium. Where's Wolverine?
Well, it's almost like because such a neat mechanic that's like... Nice. Let me try. I want to try something different. Okay, Eerie mm-hmm. did this. They had a paint can, and they used it. And the entire intention was paint penises on the wall. No, I'm just kidding. safety word. Sorry.
You
no, the entire thing was
on
just.
Podcast.
Sorry. Dang it. Explicit. Sorry.
Great.
No, but it was just put an arrow so you know that you went this way because it's a very maze-like game. Where all of a sudden people are like, dude, watch these crazy things I can put on the thing, like a penis on the wall. You know,
And genitalia.
Both of those.
Yeah. But there was just like, everyone got so excited with it. And the same thing, let's make the main mechanic a sword that can cut through anything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cut him once. I'm going to cut him twice. I'm going to see, and then also, and who knows, there's an achievement for how many times I can cut him, right?
So it goes back to that emergent gameplay that we were talking about.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's compelling versus... We're gonna spend $500,000 just on the blood that splatters out of Black Ops 2. It gets old after a little while. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets tiresome. It's like, okay, just let me get through the story or let me get through a challenge. And the challenges aren't there. I, I, I,
Because you're playing on easy.
By the way.
Well, no.
Wait,
but
what part did you stop playing at?
Well, it's when Roger said, "Okay, we want to watch the first part again."
Oh yeah, that's right.
It off,
and then he deleted my save file. What was that?
I laughed so hard.
You have no idea. I've been playing this for 5 hours.
5 hours, and I got to the second level. No, okay. Actually, I want to talk about one more thing with Black Ops. There's a new mode in it. It's this like pseudo meta RTS where if you push the left, you can control a militiaman or a military footman, or push down, you can control turret, foot soldiers, and Shredder. Up is Shredder. No, up is like a walking tank, and right is another group of foot soldiers. And so you're at this base, and you have to defend, and they keep just dropping in. And then you can pull this fifth view, which is an overhead view, and you can see everyone, and then you can actually move a circle around and say, go over here and attack these guys, go over here and attack these guys. And you can command all four units separately. Really sounds cool. You go through like a 5-minute tutorial just learning these things, and then they go, okay, now it's your turn, look out, they're coming. And you're like, okay, who should I be? I don't know. I'm going to command everyone. So I pull up and I try to command everyone. Everyone's way too slow to my commands. The AI on your team sucks. You're like, screw this, I'm going to be a footman. And then you get killed really quick, and you're like, dang it. Whoa, I'm back, and you're like one of four footmen. Then you jump to a turret, and then the turret gets blown up, and you just like cannot defend it because you're trying to see so much, and there's just way too much going on. And I totally bombed the thing on easy of all the, you know, I suck at FPSs.
I've done it.
I suck at all these things, but it was not easy whatsoever. And then right
they lied
at the end
to me on their skill level.
But this was the thing that killed me. Not retry mission. It says you have two more options. You have two more chances to try. Do you want to just skip this or retry? And I'm like, if it's not good enough for me to force me to keep playing it, they know it sucked. Like, that was my initial reaction. They know this sucked, and they said, all right, we get it. We wanted to try this. It's going to appeal to certain people, but you can skip it if you don't want to play this level. And I said, skip. I don't want to try this again. If you're not forcing me to try it, it's not, you know it's broken. You know it sucks.
Yeah.
And I was really, really kind of miffed by that.
I haven't played it yet, but it sounds a lot like the Assassin's Creed Revelations
thing. That's what I've heard it compared to.
Because, like, that was terrible. And, like, spoilers, there's a terrible part of Assassin's Creed.
Which one?
The Tower Defense.
Oh!
I could do a whole podcast on Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, man. I gave out a bundle, though, of it a few weeks ago.
Sony. Go Sony.
Assassin's Creed 3, I wanted it to be good so bad. There's some wonderful parts, but there's some pretty bad sections. Anyway.
The third one, the newest one?
The newest one.
Has a Tower Defense in it?
No.
Oh, it was two, wasn't it?
Yeah, two, I think it was Revelations or Brotherhood, one or the other.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, you control troops and you have to assign them in certain places, and your troops do nothing. So the best way to beat those sections was to let yourself lose the tower, then go kill the guy and take it back in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
Use the tools that, like, your guy actually is good with.
Yeah.
And just go circumvent the entire thing. Every single time we come up to that thing, I just go get something to eat and let myself lose. Because it was a pain.
No.
What you don't realize is letting yourself lose is actually how you win.
Why? It's like when you're dying with a nuclear bomb.
Isn't that like...
It's like Sun Tzu or something. It's like the other day when I was playing as Kale in League of Legends. Kale. I knew I'd bring it back.
I was
playing Kale, and I was running away from the other team, and they were all chasing me, so my team was, like, taking their towers down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same thing. Yep. Like, I let myself get chased, and I tried to get out of the way, they just chased me, and they had that dang Jax who's so good, and he jumped on my head.
I just played Jax.
Yes.
Yes.
But then I carried the game.
And that's the thing. You brought up an interesting point as far as just the... You lost on purpose?
Yeah.
It's like, but did I? Did I really?
I don't know.
So you played the game in a way that it was not designed to be
back
played.
Back to original gameplay.
In order to
circumvent a terrible part of the game.
Yeah.
And in order to keep playing the game.
Yeah,
in order to
for testing
game,
purposes,
yeah.
Then I'm okay with that.
See, like,
no, it's just
I'm almost.
There was a greater objective there. That was the whole objective was to take it and lock down those things.
Yeah.
So that I never had to worry about that anymore. So but the fastest way to do it was to lose and take it back.
So which, did you tell Trent and Spencer what we tested the other day in League?
Oh, gosh. We tested the Thornmail. So we did a Thornmail test. I was running Garen, and he was running Darius. We were just testing these characters out in the tree line just for fun. Okay. And
it kind of came about by watching some inexperienced players double up on boots.
Yeah.
But I had seen some characters like double up on Thornmail.
We got curious.
What if?
So
I said, Brandon, do you want to play this what if with me?
He's sure.
Like, okay.
Why not? I don't care. So we set up a custom game, and then we had our builds put together. Because if we had just over 18, I had enough stuff. Mm-hmm. Sure. Otherwise, it would have taken forever.
Sure.
Okay.
So I had my Ninja Tabby boots and one Thorn Mallet.
Yeah, had one Thorn Mallet and a Frozen Mallet.
So a lot of armor, a lot of health, slow damage, and then the for people that don't know, Thornmail
returns
30% percentage.
It's supposed to be
back.
30, I think. I could be wrong.
I think it's 30% of incoming 80.
Yes. And so
I was studying Jack's guides last night.
We went up to the top, and I just started slamming. You know, I just started hitting Sterling's character, and cut through it. And we got to us. It was like I think it started about 3,000 health, and it got down to about 21.
The first time.
Before Thornmail one. Yeah.
With one Thornmail,
I was at 2,100 health before he died.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? So I lost 900 health.
So I went from like 3,000 health, died, and in that amount of time...
So wait, the Thornmail pass is not unique?
Well, that's what we were testing. That was the first one.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we were testing.
So the second one...
So I got two Thornmails.
Yeah. Two Thornmails. No other change.
And I found out if you hold down S, then your character doesn't hit things.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's useful for last hitting minions.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of your guy auto-attacking them.
Mm-hmm.
I just run back and forth.
That is also helpful, but it depends on situation.
Hit him. But S is really handy. You know what else I found out about? Spacebar.
Nice.
I don't have to lock my shortcuts anymore.
So we added a second Thornmail.
I tried it again. It went down to like 1,900.
Yeah, 19.
So it went down another 200.
More. You lost a little more.
Yeah, a little bit more.
200 or 300. Something I can't remember.
300. I think it was 300 jump.
Basically went from 300, then down, then the next Thornmail was like 200, and the next one was only 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you put four Thornmails on?
Yeah. We had four Thornmails on, and that's even with the armor, with the everything. And it did take a lot longer for me to cut through it. That's a ton of armor. It's like with the boots and that, it's something like nearly 500 armor, I think. Mm-hmm. And so... You know, with Darius, I mean, he's already thick enough.
I think it is 500, because Frozen, the Mallet...
The Mallet doesn't give you armor. That's the Frozen Heart.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think it's 100 each for Thornmail, and then 25 for Tabby?
Something like that. Yeah. And then his passive plus armor.
Yeah. Then, so I had the boot still, had the Frozen Mallet, and then just kept stacking the as many as I could Thornmails on. And it was like, man, that is an diminishing return.
From 700 to 300.
That I check out.
You know, and you got to think 2,000 gold per Thornmail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, there's much better items to help you out.
To help stack.
So what was that? How does that relate to, like, broken mechanics in games?
Oh, it was not broken. We were just curious.
Bad mechanics.
It was just, it was a matter of
testing.
We just wanted to talk about, we were done talking about the new games. We want to talk about League again.
Well, it was Trent's fault.
It's always Trent's fault. Let's get back to the Assassin's Creed Black Ops broken mechanic.
Sure.
I almost tip my hat off to Assassin's Creed that they let it ride. Mm-hmm. The fact that at the end of Black Ops level goes, hey, sorry, this sucks. Do you want to skip it? Yes. The fact that I think,
hey, you suck. Do you want to skip it?
Because, to be honest, God of War did that.
Did they?
Yeah, if you die too many times, it'll say, hey, would you like to lower their difficulty because you're dying a lot?
Well, and that's new in fighting games as well. Not new, but it's been done recently in fighting games as well, where they scale, if you keep losing, they scale the thing down automatically. Yep.
I think that's different than just simply, do you want to skip this? You know, lowering the difficulty is different than just simply skipping.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, the entire part of the game.
It breaks immersion as soon as that window pops up, even though it's in base.
I think it breaks immersion with the tutorial.
the tutorial felt okay because it's like, all right, here's your commander. Let's make sure everything's operative. Go to jump to this guy, jump to this guy. Okay, looks like everything's operative. You're ready to go. It felt okay. I didn't have a problem with the tutorial, yeah. But as soon as it like got into real time, it was way different than the tutorial. It was really difficult. It was extremely foreign to someone that hasn't played FPSs. And I would wager that it's foreign to people that have played FPSs because it's way different. It's very RTS. And then all of a sudden at the end of it, it's like, yeah, you didn't do so well. We are not even going to give you a quote by some famous president or anything because you died. We're just going to go straight into.
Do they give you quotes
by when you die?
Actually, I don't think they do it in this game, but you know, the old Modern Warfare games, they used to do that where they'd quote famous generals and stuff.
Well, Trent never died.
There's this thing called World of Warcraft.
What's that? So my question is, do you think they did it because they understood the demographic? Like, if I were to say to you, like, just in general.
I guess, let me be more fair and assume that they had the best intentions with this.
Right.
What?
I don't know. I'm
through the perspective of a designer.
Through the perspective of a designer, why did they make that decision?
If I were to ask you as a non-gamer,
mm-hmm.
What are the? Give me five games that you know off the top of your head.
Mario.
Sonic. Angry Birds. Madden. Call of Duty.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Is there anything else? Like, I don't know what the fifth one would be.
Maybe a race car. Game?
No, non-gamers.
Oh.
Okay, as a non-gamer.
Tetris,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Some old game, like Pong.
Yeah.
You know, some. Okay. But, like, modern games would be Call of Duty, Madden, Angry Birds.
Halo. Halo's up there.
Halo. You know, high profile. Like, I have an uncle who's not really a gamer, okay, but he loves Modern Warfare. He got a hold of, like, he came to visit me at my old house on their way up to Canada or something. I don't know. They stopped for the night. And him and his son started playing Modern Warfare 2. They're like, this is awesome. He's playing. He beat the whole game that night. Like, I was like, dude, how are you going to drive in the morning? But whatever, you know. But he's like, this is the coolest thing ever. And he's not a gamer.
He played in his mind the whole way.
Hey, but he's not a gamer. And so it was really funny when he did that. Because, you know, it's Call of Duty is a game that it's what is it for drugs? It's a.
It's a gateway drug.
Thank you. It really is a gateway game. It's one where you got to go lowest common denominator. And for that demographic specifically, that instance, especially if someone's playing on easy, is going to run into that. You know, if they're playing on easy, obviously they're not huge gamers.
All right, brain bomb. I was doing this on regular.
Sure.
Whatever. Shut up. No, I did. I swear it was regular.
No, but
I'll even do it tonight,
we'll
right now.
We'll never know.
We'll never know, will we?
Thanks, Roger.
I'd go check that game save.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Right.
Can't prove that.
Well, okay. So, all right.
That's
so,
my thought.
You have a valid point. I, because I'm not a first-person shooter dude, I hate the multiplayer on these games. I hate them. I love the campaign. I love working with someone else. I love the co-op and the campaign.
Mm-hmm. And, zombies!
Yeah, and the zombies are fun, not because it's zombies, it's because I get to shoot things with buddies, we get to teamwork, and that's what excites me about these shooter games. So I'm, one, not their core dynamic, or demographic. Two, their campaign guys are not their core demographic either.
That's correct.
So they don't give a flying flip about the hardcore gamers, whether they like this new game mechanic of RTS first-person shooting,
right.
They're going to let you, you know, I wonder if it's totally a, you know, they're like, they convince someone to do a test. And like, we're going to try something different and change things up. And we're going to do it in this optional level. And maybe we can get more people that have never played before interested in this that like this League of Legends.
Perspective right there.
Yeah.
There
and go. So yeah, okay, that makes sense, and that's a fair assessment to that. It's frustrating without thinking of its designer's perspective. I mean, it feels like it does break the immersion, but the immersion is not. And this goes back to what Halo and Black Ops are not known for is amazing stories. You know, yeah, they got Hans Zimmer for Warfare 2 or 3. I mean, they spent a lot of money on the music and the graphics and the engine and the tech and all that stuff. But the multiplayer is their moneymaker, right? Mm-hmm. The campaign is not.
That's what their DLC string's all about.
Right. And so, it's kind of depressing because that makes me not loved as much, but maybe
it's just,
It's just what it is. It's just nothing
you can do about that. So,
are you going to make some joke about me not sniping?
No, I'm not. I think that has been explored enough. I think you understand what you've done.
I was doing really good. I dropped like 6 guys in a row with the quick scope.
About the seventh guy.
Yeah. He wasn't there.
You know what?
Because I shot 2 with 1 bullet. Yeah.
I doubt it.
What?
No scope.
Do you know what we also need to teach him? So, listeners.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what it is.
As a tip out there in League of Legends, don't face check bushes by yourself.
Come on.
Again.
The game again. After we played. The game after last podcast.
After the last podcast, we were like, hey, guys.
And they aced the
team.
Those
of you that haven't played this game before, don't stick yourself in a bush by yourself. You know? There might be other people there.
Bushes are dangerous.
Only go in if you know. There's a bush. Oh, no. Guys, help. Save. Dead.
So who are you playing?
Jax.
That was a Jax.
Really? He just played Jax.
You know that you have a skill?
I poked the bush, and I spun
out,
and I dodged all the attacks, and I came out, stunned them.
Yeah, he was level 1.
They slowed me and ignited me 3 times.
And I just said, where are you going? And then it's like, oh!
Where did you go?
So how did they ace the team if Spencer's...
Because they...
Was Spencer with the team at the time?
So I thought they
left the team.
They were right behind me. I thought they were coming behind me, and so I poked the bush thinking they were going to be right behind me.
The new Twisted Tree Line, it has those 2 platforms.
The bushes are really crazy.
This was on Tree Lining.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Three. Again. Okay.
Same bush.
Yeah, again. This was not the first time.
Same bush.
No. I was thinking, what is the other one?
Summoner's Rift.
Summoner's Rift. Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, how did they kill 4 of you?
It was just the three.
3's easier.
Fine. Because if you're sitting on that platform, you can see the enemy team. You know where they're at.
And what was Brandon playing?
Garen.
Garen.
The Pride of Demacia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't we beat you, though?
I think you guys won that. Was that Nasus?
Yeah, I think
that was the one that I played Nasus as.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, I haven't played him since forever.
Yeah. That was a good game.
That was a great game.
No, because when I ran Garen on that one.
You didn't run Garen.
That wasn't
we
Garen.
Lost.
I think that was my Lee Sin game.
All right, we've degraded to League of Legends, which means podcast over. We need to do another stand cast.
So I know, tips, and tips we for need next to talk week. About Nolan Bushnell. We need to talk about
I know, right? Stuff.
Okay.
All so right. No bush checking.
Next week, speaking of bush checking, we're going to...
Bushnell
checking.
We're going to talk about Nolan Bushnell.
We're going to talk about Nolan Bushnell next week. That's going
to
be awesome.
He came to University of Utah. We got to show him our games. Karate got to show him his game.
Oh, it was awesome. You can see me on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I still have a video of that I haven't uploaded.
So,
shame on me.
The interview that they're doing of cohort 3?
2? 3.
Where
one,
two?
The yes. one yes. us.
Right. 3. Okay. They're doing, I forget the group.
We're Bravo or Charlie.
I'll have to look it up. But the guy who's there filming today,
mm-hmm.
He's doing a whole, segment session on cohort 3, the one group that's just working through stuff. And he covered Nolan Bushnell. It was us showing a game, and I'm in there.
Yes.
I'm talking to Nolan, but I'm telling a joke or something.
Do you have a trailer for Zodiac on YouTube?
I do.
Dude, I have a trailer for our game. Have you
seen
it?
Well, I know. I've seen yours.
You need to see it.
It's on YouTube.
I tried to watch it on my iPhone,
mm-hmm.
but the link that I had was through Vimeo.
Yeah. There's a Vimeo one on YouTube.
You can do Vimeo.
But regardless, you can look this up.
It wouldn't let me.
So anyway, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me.
Guess what? We have a Twitter.
I know.
I know. This is so crazy awesome. Why did it take so long?
I did it that night.
He did it that night.
Because I tried to find it all week and I couldn't find it until you mentioned me.
I did a post. You have to post once
in order
to
get search. You can post it too.
Yeah.
As soon
as I made that post, I was like, oh, now you can search it.
And also I've made this super accessible, so Stitcher should be picking this up. iTunes has already been picking this up. Tons of iPod iPhone and Android podcast apps should be seeing should be seeing this, so you guys can download it on your favorite podcast as well. And it's linked to our Twitter account, which is
Game Dev Confess.
Nice.
Yeah, love it. Pretty good, I thought.
And you can email us at
gamedevconfess@gmail.com.
Nice. Oops. And you can Facebook us at Aww.
We're going to work on that.
We're working on that.
We're going to give Dale Confess Indeed. Facebook page.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We should do that. Facebook.com/GameDevConfess.
Oh, that's my other one. Excellent, amazing, awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. If you say it like that, that's
nice.
Okay. Nice.
But I don't. That's my problem. I just say nice.
We need to. Explore your nice.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. So yeah, right. Look us up on Twitter. It's awesome. Follow our
Essentially and stuff.
All right.
I'm going to refrain from saying anything inappropriate at this moment, so we're going to end
at this moment.
Yes,
at this moment.
Yeah,
I tried so hard.
Yeah,
I love you,
Mom.
We're not explicit.
Still listening. Props to you.
And
like that's amazing. That's love right there. You know.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, sweet dreams.
Good night, Go Neverland.